With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Syrian insurgents have entered the key city of Aleppo as government forces regroup.
In a statement, Syria's armed forces say to absorb a large attack on Aleppo, it is redeploying, preparing for a counterattack. It says the fighters have not established bases or checkpoints yet, but video from Aleppo shows insurgents outside police headquarters in the city center and by the old citadel. The surprise takeover is a blow to President Bashar Assad, who regained full control of Aleppo in 2016 after expelling insurgents and thousands of civilians. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Tens of thousands of Spaniards have marched in the streets of Valencia a month after devastating floods to demand the resignation of the regional officials who bungled the emergency response. At least 230 people died in that flooding. Also at SRNnews.com, very heavy snow in upstate New York is expected over the weekend.
Make sure your car is fully outfitted with an emergency kit. That means you have everything that you need in case you should happen to get stuck alongside of the road.
Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkar says conditions will be life-threatening.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills and the NFL are bracing for the storm ahead of Sunday night's game against the San Francisco 49ers. Plows and backhoes are already at the stadium. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says declared a disaster emergency for affected areas. A police officer has been fatally shot in suburban Chicago after responding to a report of a man leaving a bank with a gun. Oak Park police say 40-year-old Detective Alan Reddins was shot and killed Friday morning. The suspect was shot in the leg and was being treated at a hospital. First big, thousands of Syrians taken over most of Aleppo. We'll update that story for you as we move along. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Australia. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The government has decided to withdraw a bill that would have given a media watchdog power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about misinformation and so-called disinformation on their networks. Christian leaders and free speech advocates warn the legislation would have made it dangerous to quote the Bible on hot-button social issues such as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group is suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society argues that Illinois is violating the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. It also argues the state is in violation of the Comstock Act of 1873, because it requires health insurers to cover providers who send abortion medication in the mail. This is SRN News. A handful of Massachusetts lawmakers are taking on the tobacco industry.
The legislators are hoping to persuade their colleagues to support a proposal that would make the state the first to adopt a ban meant to eliminate the use of tobacco products over time. Other locations have weighed similar generational tobacco bans. The bans phase out the use of tobacco products based not just on a person's age, but on the birth year. Lawmakers plan to file the proposal next year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, if approved, the bill would set a date and ban the sale of tobacco to anyone born after that date forever, eventually banning all sales. Authorities say a house has exploded in Jefferson City, Missouri, injuring six people, caused the explosion under investigation. Officials say the home is so badly damaged that the fire department's special operations rescue team had to tunnel through the debris to reach the final occupant. It took more than 3 hours to reach all the victims. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.